online, on digital, and on FM in Bournemouth and beyond. Buzz Radio.
Dorset police reveal an increase in hate crimes. Paul's Liberal Democrats fight back against car parking fees, and the weather continues to cause chaos around Dorset.
Keeping you bang up to date with the news, sport, and entertainment that matters every hour. Buzz Radio. Newsfeed.
Dorset police have revealed that hate crime doubled in Bournemouth in the last year. Paul had the highest increase in antisocial behaviour reports with a 15% rise. Paul councillor Malcolm Farrell revealed how the Safer Neighbourhood team in Newtown and Rossmore have tackled this issue.
We've been working very closely with local people, businesses and the moth over the past year to ensure any race hate crimes are reduced and dealt with in the appropriate way. Everyone's aware of it and we have been dealing with it to try and reduce it, eradicate it.
Paul's Liberal Democrats are fighting back against last week's decision to increase car park fees by 150%. Paul's Conservative cabinet voted for the rise to justify millions of pounds spent on the new Dolphin Centre car park. Councillor Michael Brook has set up a petition and says the increase will be potentially devastating on the local economy.
We're likely to see further shop closures, and that will actually reduce income for the council and continue what is already a downward spiral, especially in Poole High Street.
Dorset police have today begun a crackdown to stop drivers using mobile phones at the wheel. The scheme is part of a national campaign ahead of the government's plans to double the fine for drivers who are caught using their phones. We spoke to Matt Butler, an inspector who's part of the Alliance Road Policing Department. He says the scheme will harshly affect new drivers.
The point of this campaign at the minute is actually to raise awareness of the fact that in March the penalty doubles. So we're looking at £200 and 6 points. Now, if you're a licence holder who's only passed their test in the last 2 years, then 6 points means an immediate disqualification. There are police officers on the road 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and they are always looking for people using mobile phones.
Dorset police have told Buzz News that the way people now report crime is the likely reason behind a 14% rise in people breaking the law. Nearly 50,000 crimes were recorded in September 2016, just over 5,000 more reported than the previous year. Community Officer PC Andy Scarrett says this is likely due to the way crime is reported and recorded.
You know, when somebody's maybe got to get up, go to a police station, go to the inquiry office and report it, maybe people have thought, oh, I can't be bothered. When they now can do it online, when they can ring up, when officers are attending their houses, that sort of thing, there's more ways to report. So that's going to see an increase in reporting.
Foggy weather and icy roads have contributed to 14 crashes across Dorset this morning. Adam Gocher is live on the cold streets of Bournemouth.
Well, it might not be breaking news at this time of the year, but it is cold. It's looking to be around highs of around 4 degrees, with fog and ice unlikely to clear. I've seen a real lack of gritting lorries outside today, which has obviously led to this build-up of ice on the roads, and as a result, there has been 14 crashes in the Dorset area. Thankfully, there were no reported injuries. Even some of my colleagues here at Buzz News have suffered some embarrassing falls walking into the studio today. Stick around for the 4 o'clock bulletin, where I'll be chatting to local councillor Simon Bull about what the council intend to do about the dangers of the icy roads.
Thanks, Adam. Cervical Cancer Prevention Week kicks off today. It's hoping to increase the amount of 25 to 29-year-olds showing up to screenings. According to the most recent NHS digital report, one in three women in this age group aren't attending. Bournemouth and Poole community matron Cara Winwood spoke about the importance of young women getting checked.
At 25, you don't think about dying, you don't think about your own mortality, but you know, it's for 30 seconds of sort of slight discomfort, it can save your life. And obviously, as a nurse, the nurses that do it, there's no embarrassment. I would just encourage anybody to go. The embarrassment of having cervical cancer is a lot more than the screening process.
Houses in Bournemouth and Dorset are the 10th most expensive in the world. A survey released today compared over 400 markets in 9 countries to work out the most unaffordable places to live. If prices continue to go up at their current rate, an average house will cost over £800,000 by 2030. Despite this, Bournemouth's house prices have risen 5% over the last year, compared to 7% in the South East. I'm Hannah Trinder and you're up to date with the latest news.
You're up to speed with The Way It Is in Bournemouth and beyond on Buzz Radio. Now, back to the biggest tunes on planet Earth. Buzz Radio.